keeping you up to date on everything Padres all season long. It's Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition,
coming to you from the AMR studio.
All right, good stuff with the manager, Andy Green. Hope you enjoyed that. Looking forward to getting to know Andy Green more and more as time goes on. Back into the bullpen, lots of discussion. We've spent a good amount of time so far today talking about the Craig Kimbrel trade to the Boston Red Sox. The closer, not the only key guy in the bullpen to be shipped off so far this offseason, the setup man, Joaquin Benoit, the veteran sent to the Seattle Mariners in exchange for a right-handed pitcher, Aniel De Los Santos, a 19-year-old and 23-year-old infielder, Nelson Ward. To learn a little bit more about those guys, Ryan Divish of the Seattle Times joins us on the phone right now. Ryan, appreciate the time. Good to speak to you again. Obviously a tough year last year for the Mariners. Like the Padres, major expectations. How does this Joaquin Benoit acquisition look, I guess, from the Seattle side as we get going here with the new leadership there?
It was a tough year, and largely because of a bullpen inefficiency and just lack of production and mistakes. And I think that's why they went out and got Joaquin Benoit, to address a major issue that cost them. They were second in the league in blown saves. I think led the American League in walk-off losses. They had 24 games lost on the final at bat of a game by an opponent. So they had all kinds of issues, and it wasn't just the closing role. Fernando Rodney was bad and ultimately lost his job, and then was designated for assignment. But it was set up guys as well. And so you look at Benoit, who has been a model of consistency. I mean, I think we all know that bullpen relievers are not easy to predict year in and year out, but if there's one guy you can, it's been Joaquin Benoit. If you look at his numbers over the past few years, he's been very steady, very consistent. And the Mariners looked at it and said, look, this is an investment they need to make. They feel like they have a window for success, maybe 2 to 3 years, and Benoit sits in that window.
All right, so the veteran goes north to Seattle, and a couple of young guys come south to San Diego. The infielder, Ward, 12th-round pick 2 years ago out of the University of Georgia, multiple infield positions. De Los Santos, 19-year-old pitcher with a big arm. He's probably a few years away at this point. What are some of the basics Padre fans need to know about these two guys?
Well, I think Nelson Ward is probably ultimately going to be a utility type of player, but he is athletic. He is versatile. He can play all over. You know, he's a little old for where he's at that level, but I think some injury issues have been a problem as well. But he does have some talent there. And I think, you know, the Mariners, this is a position they had a lot of depth at, as kind of the infield utility type. So that was the reason they could make the move. And De Los Santos, I think, was the key player in this trade. I mean, he's 19. He played in his first professional season this year. But he has a 97 to 98 mile per hour fastball, a big curveball. It's just a matter of grooming him and getting him the game experience. And I think, realistically, with that kind of skill set, he might end up being a reliever as well. And I know you always have him as a starter just on principle until they can't do that anymore. But I think this is a guy that's got a lot of upside that you hope will develop into something that can be pretty special.
Ryan Divish, Seattle Times, covers the M's on Twitter at Ryan Divish. Good to talk to you again, man. Thanks for the insight on two new Padre prospects, Aniel De Los Santos and Nelson Ward. Appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, there you go. Ryan Divish, Seattle Times. De Los Santos. Yeah, you hear 19 years old and he can throw 97, 98. Okay, I'll keep my eye on him the next few years.
Absolutely. You can never have enough pitchers that age.
Yeah.
Because, one, they're not – You look, oh, gosh, we got these pitchers. They're going to be here in a couple of years. Well, with pitchers, you never know. And there's probably a 33%, even greater than that, attrition rate that they're just not – something's going to happen. So
load them up.
Exactly. Like the Logan Allen in the Boston trade, this guy, get as many good young pitchers as you can in the organization.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. Kind of off topic, but with Seattle, while we're talking about making this trade – Benoit for the couple of prospects. Last year, I got the opportunity to go there with the Padres in interleague play, working with Mudd. And we talked a lot in the two games about the lighting at Safeco, the
right.
LED lighting. And it sounds like a silly thing to get excited about, but I'm telling you, it was one of the coolest things I have ever seen. And the Padres announced this past week it's coming to Petco
right.
Park next year.
They're going to go to LED lighting, and I really like it. It really sharpens the game up.
It sounds like something people are watching, and they're saying, Jesse, you're talking about lights. I'm telling you, write it down. November 16th, okay? November 16th, 7:43 p.m. or whatever it is, this is going to be really cool.
Right.
It's going to make the game look so much better on television especially, but here at the ballpark as well. And on top of that, he mentioned Fernando Rodney. When Rodney was still the Mariner closer, when he came in, you know, they do the whole thing, right? Like, they got the music and the video. They were able to, like, blink the lights and do kind of a light show when the guy comes in, because LED lights, unlike traditional stadium lights, they don't take 10 minutes to ramp up and down.
Right.
They can go on and off at the switch of a switch, literally, like the flip of a switch. And I know, knowing what I know about the Padres and the entertainment department with Matt and Wayne and those guys, they're going to be able to do some really, really, really cool things with these lights, in addition to the fact that it's going to look much better. It's going to reduce glare. It's great for the environment, all that kind of stuff. I'm just telling you, be excited for LED lighting. That sounds absurd. I know that coming out of my mouth.
Mariners probably wish they could have just turned the lights off on Fernando Rodney.
There you go. Look at that. That was clever. That was real clever. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a bunch of fan questions loaded up for you. A lot about the bullpen, and that's sort of the theme of the day, and that's understandable with Kimbrel and Benoit being traded. So Bill will do his best to prognosticate for us when we come back. Speaking of the offseason, holidays coming up. And Holiday Wonderland is back at Petco Park for 12 nights in the month of December, and it is bigger and better. You can sled down a huge snow hill, feed reindeer, and meet Santa at the North Pole. Tickets for the magical holiday experience are now available at Padres.com/holiday, Padres.com/holiday. If you didn't get out to Holiday Wonderland last year, if you got kids, even if you don't, it's a blast. It's a really, really cool event. Check out all the details online. We'll take a break when we come back. Your questions. Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at Petco Park.